Blog Talk Radio.
I think the important thing for people to understand is that in America we have an education system that does not speak to the needs of African children. We want to be able to be who we are, talk how we talk, walk how we walk, live how we want to live, and be producers and providers for our children in the future. We want to be African.
When the way the world is on your shoulders, let the power within and then you say, no, I can make it. African. When the pain in this world try to consume you, they can do what they want, cause I will never stop trying, and we can make it. African.
From ancient love and family, we gave the world humanity. We made this world a sacred place.
Thank you.
peace, peace, peace. Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah. We are here on our infamous Talk Black to Me Tuesday episode, dedicated to providing a platform to hear from our community, to hear from our amazing African people, whether here in the diaspora or on the continent. And we have the honor and privilege at this time to bring forth and give an opportunity to hear this magnificent story of Her Majesty Queen Shelly Amonsett is in the building. So the phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the Sun, present to others, the owner and CEO of Sun Goddess Scents, Natural Products and Fragrances, our beloved Queen Mother, Her Majesty Shelly Amonsett is in the building.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Knowledge. I appreciate you. Thank you so
appreciate
much for giving
you.
Me this opportunity to talk about my product and my company. It's been a little, you know, a rocky journey, but it seemed like I've finally arrived at doing everybody what it is I do and what it is I offer, you know.
Okay. So you always begin with the introduction, you see what I'm saying? So you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to the family, and we will go from there.
Okay. My name is Shelly Amonsett Harris, and you can reach me on Shelly Amonsett Harris on Facebook. But I reside in Mableton, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, originally from Pontiac, Michigan. I worked in corporate America for 18 years and was, recently laid off back in like August. And I just started doing my my products full time and doing more events and becoming more relevant and visual out here to a lot of the people in the community. And I had already been doing my products for like 2 years before I got laid off, and it was getting a little, you know, it was getting a little hard to juggle both of them because I was doing events, and then I had to get up early in the morning and go to work, and I had to be up all night making products and everything that I sell, you know, as far as the body care, butters, sugar scrub, bath salts, lip balm, lip scrub. I make a beard balm for men. I do a lot of different things, and I will be launching my shampoo and conditioner at the beginning of the year. And I also do massage oils and a hair hydration butter. So, I mean, everything that I do is for the mind, body, and spirit. And the reason why I decided to get into what I'm doing is because a lot of our sisters and brothers out here don't realize that a lot of the things that we buy at your local Walmart or your local Walgreens for our skin is not really for us. And that is the reason why we have so many cases of psoriasis and eczema and acne and all these ridiculous skin conditions, because we call ourselves nurturing our body with these things that they put in the store for us to buy, and we're really just ruining our skin. Not to mention, you know, I am into a lot of herbs, and so, you know, I promote black seed oil, I promote moringa, I promote a lot of the, you know, natural herbs from the earth that we should be using and taking daily. It's actually our ancestors left us these gifts, and we have just disregarded them for so long because we knew nothing about them. But now that I know, I want to be a person that, you know, that promotes it and shows it, as well as educate our people on how to better take care of their bodies and their skin and their spirit. Because I also do incense and burning oils, and things of that nature as well. Knowledge?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm taking it all in like everybody
yes.
else. I'm like, I'm like, man, what
that's...
don't she do? You know, won't she do it? You understand what I'm saying?
You know, I'm trying to be your one-stop natural shop. That's my motto. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the problem with a lot of, you know, things going on in the community is that we have gotten away from nature, and we need to understand that we come from nature. So nature is what's going to keep us healthy and keep us right. You know what I'm saying? So keep us grounded and keep us right. And we put so many unnatural things on our body and in our body that's why you have so many diseases and what they so-called incurable diseases, but no disease is incurable, you know. But, you know, that's what I'm trying to do because a lot of us don't know, and we need to know. We need to get back to that, as you know, so we can begin to unite and help each other and support each other and build together. My whole objective, my whole focus, is really geared towards nation building. We got to get together so we can nation build. And if I can introduce my products in the interim of helping us grow together and build together, I can definitely educate our people on how to better take care of their bodies. You know, all of my products are made from, well, most of them are made from raw African shea butter. So the base of just about everything I make is raw African shea butter. Like my hair hydration butter is from raw African shea butter. And then I implement other natural oils in it to, you know, keep it all natural so that it doesn't, you know, irritate anyone's skin. I don't use any alcohol in any of my products. All of my bath salts are made from Epsom salt. It's like an original Epsom salt base and Himalayan sea salt. And then I implement other, like, essential oils in it, tea tree, eucalyptus, peppermint. You know, it's like with me, if you want something, I can actually personalize whatever you want. So say, hypothetically speaking, you wear Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue, or you wear Nag Champa, or whatever it is. I can actually put that in a beard balm for you. I can make you a set. Put it in a beard balm, put it in a bath salt, put it in a sugar scrub, and put it in a shea butter. And it's all natural, and you can wear that fragrance, and your skin will be nurtured. The moisture will stay with you all day, and you just, you know, you'll feel invigorated. You know what I'm saying? You'll feel good about your skin because not only will you smell good, you'll be nurturing your skin at the same time.
So you got the one-stop, holistic, wellness, transformative, upgrade shop going on. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
I definitely do.
If you want your ashy ankles to get right, you see what I'm saying? And you do, you know what I'm saying? And your beard and your body, you know,
mm-hmm.
looking good, smelling good,
you know?
Righteous. She got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I also
sell,
the raw African black soap. You know, just trying to, because that cures a lot of skin issues as well. You know, I get it from my vendor. I don't make the black soap, but I promote that as well because a lot of my clients have used it and they swear by it. They love it. It, you know, it clears up it clears up eczema, clears up acne. And as long as you know, a lot of people say that it dries their skin out, but if they hydrate with a natural moisturizer afterwards, like a shea butter or a coconut oil or a sweet almond oil or something like that, then you're good. You can't just wash your face with it and not put a moisturizer behind it. It will definitely dry your skin out if you're not moisturizing yourself behind washing your face with raw African black soap. But it's definitely a cure for any kind of skin issue that you may suffer from.
Okay, so can we speak about you for a second? Can we talk about your own transformation, you know, your spiritual journey?
Can you talk about some of the things in your life and what were some of the catalysts that got you to where you are today?
Okay. I was raised Catholic. I went to, took all the steps, took all the necessary steps to become a devout Catholic. My mother sent me to Catholic school. And for years, I was the only black girl in my classroom. You know, it was a private Catholic school. And I took all of the necessary steps, First Communion, Confirmation, Catechism, all of that stuff. And when I became about 19 or 20, I denounced Catholicism in my life because I became aware of all of the scandals and you know, the raping of the children and all of the secrets that the Vatican was keeping from everybody. And I just denounced it, and I was on a journey, a spiritual journey for years, just trying to find my place in, I guess, Christianity. But I was never comfortable with Christianity. You know, I was, so from denouncing Catholicism, I became non-denominational and just went on a journey looking for, you know, a spot that I could call, you know, my spiritual home or whatever, you know, in regards to church and stuff like that. I never felt comfortable in church, never, ever, ever felt comfortable in church. But I kept, you know, searching. So I might say that ever since I was about 19, I had always been kind of straddling the fence of Christianity and consciousness, you know. And I started to read a lot of books. Like in the early 90s, I was reading Dr. Malachi Z. York's books because I have family members that are Nuwabian. And so they would give me books, and then I would go to, you know, they used to have a bookstore here in Atlanta on Edgewood Avenue. It was a bookstore down there, and then they would have classes down there, you know, several nights a week, and then they had like a restaurant down there. So I would go down there from time to time and, you know, maybe go to one of the classes and, you know, go support the restaurant and stuff like that. And I was never a Nuwapian, but I was just intrigued and just fascinated with the knowledge that Dr. York had, you know. And I would just read his books. And my whole thing was I didn't really want to belong to an organization. I just wanted to find my own self spiritually, you know. So, you know, there's knowledge everywhere. There's knowledge everywhere, and there's truth in everything. You know what I'm saying? Just like there are lies in everything. So I would just take it, you know, take what I needed out of it to get me to the next level of my spirituality. And for years, you know, I kept visiting a church here, visiting a church there, until I just said, forget it. I don't like the way I feel when I go to church, and this is not what I should be doing. I don't know what else it is I'm supposed to be doing, but then I just kept, you know, seeking knowledge of self until I became conscious and got to where, you know, I used to wear a relaxer. I never wore a weave or anything like that, but I used to have a relaxer in my hair and get my hair permed and relaxed every, like, 6 weeks. My daughter's a hairstylist, so she used to do it for me. And I just got to the point where I didn't want to relax her no more. I didn't want to put lashes on anymore. I didn't want to go get my nails done or nothing. You know, I just wanted to learn who I was and just be my natural self. And my daughter cut all my hair off about, I think it was like 2013. And that's when I really began to come into my own, come into who I was, and seek more knowledge and become spiritual. And now I'm just like, I feel like I'm all the way there. Although I'm still a baby in this, you know, infinite world of knowledge and understanding. I feel like I'm a lot more comfortable than I was when I began this journey. So, you know, I'm still seeking knowledge. I'll never stop doing that, you know. And that's how I ended up where I am now.
Okay, so can you give us some takeaways from your spiritual journey, some of those lessons learned, and something that you could share, you know, with the family
indiscriminate, whether it's view positive or negative, what did you learn about yourself along this spiritual path?
I learned that we must have balance. You know, there is a higher self and a lower self. You must be able to balance the two in order to become better. You know, every day I'm just on a journey to be better, be a better me, you know. I'm not there yet. I'm not as good as I can be as in regards to righteousness, you know, but I want to be there. And what worked for me is not judging other people and what they do. You know what I'm saying? All I can worry about is my journey and my, you know, spirituality. If you need, you know, okay, like at the beginning of my coming into knowledge and understanding a lot of things that happened to our ancestors and a lot of things that we've been lied to about for centuries, I began to resent, you know, a lot of things. I was a little upset, and I started pushing what I was learning on other people. And until I realized that, you know, the road to consciousness and the road to, you know, on your spiritual journey is a long and lonely one sometimes. And people are not going to be in the place that you're in when you're learning and you're growing. So you can't push it on other people. All you can do is share the knowledge if they want it, you know. And then I just came to realize if I only reach one person, I've done my job, because that person is going to reach somebody else. So the judgment, I don't judge people, you know what I'm saying? My whole thing is like nation building. I just wish that everyone could put their differences aside in regards to what their spiritual beliefs are or what they feel is, you know, they, you know, what they live by, like Christianity, Hebrew Israelites, Muslims. Like we are black first. You know what I'm saying? We are Africans first. We are black first. So if we could just take that as ammunition to be better and unite and nation build, that would be beautiful. But it's like the separation among us, is it keeps us from getting to the next level of where we really need to be. So I just don't push what I believe and what I think on other people. If someone wants to know, then I'll let them know. This is the way I live my life. I'm on a spiritual journey to continue to be better and to learn myself and to be closer to my ancestors and to always be able to, you know, just to connect with the universe and nature. I don't claim any denomination of religion. I'm just spiritual, you know. And I just, you know, people just need to not be judgmental of others and to just do their own thing. What works for you might not work for me. What works for me might not work for you. But what works for you, and you can't say, oh, you wrong, because I don't do it like that. That's not the way to help people grow. You have to let people be who they are, and if they want the knowledge, give it to them. You know what I'm saying? If they want, you know, your opinion, give it to them. I don't push my beliefs and opinions on nobody. You know, what I believe is what I believe, and it's for me. And I think that's what works for me now.
I guess that's the end of the show. What else we got to say? We ain't got nothing else to say right there. Drop the mic. Oh, walk off the stage.
That's the end of it.
I'm just joking. I think if we had more, you know, brothers and sisters that shared that same perspective, I think it would be righteous. You know, that's unity for me. You know, respecting people's different pathway towards their connection and lineage. You know.
Right.
My personal spiritual inclinations does not impede my ability or capability to work with brothers and sisters from wherever they are.
Absolutely.
What they're trying to do, you know, striving to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk some business. You know, let's talk about the business. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's walk us through the good, the bad, and the ugly being an entrepreneur, you know, having products and services, marketing them, you know, what were some of the challenges? How did you overcome them? And also, you know, what are some of the benefits and the plus, you know, for the family out here, you know, that want to get into business, but they're like, I don't know, there's no safety net, you know, you don't guarantee paycheck coming in
net,
and blah, blah, blah.
I'm
so
I'm telling you, that safety net is going to get you every time. That safety net, I'm telling you, see, the thing about it is we don't realize that we go to work every day and get paid pennies on the dollar to make them billionaires, to make their dreams come true, to allow them to go and take vacations and do all kind of wonderful things with their family, to have money, just so much money that they don't even know what to do with it. We make that happen for them. The whole time, we forget about our dreams and put our dreams on the back burner while we go, you know, you work 40 hours sometimes, and people that work 12-hour shifts, they work in 72 hours a week and stuff like that. You know, we have to understand that we are the most creative people on the planet, and all of us have a purpose, and all of us should be walking in our purpose instead of making somebody else's dreams come true. You need to be making your own dreams come true. The benefits of entrepreneurship is that you call the shots and you do what you want to do and you run your business how you want to and you make your own schedule. You know what I'm saying? And that is the benefit of not having to go to somebody else's job and punch a clock and sit there all day, and half the time they don't even appreciate the fact that you're there helping them become billionaires, because that's what we're doing. We helping making them become billionaires. You know what I'm saying? So one day I was like, you know, I was off on a Sunday, and I had like a bunch of deliveries to make, because, you know, when I'm not busy, I go and I, you know, I might meet a client somewhere and deliver something to them. And one Sunday, I had like a bunch of deliveries to make, and I was on my way home, and I was like, I made $300 today. I would never make $300 on my job in one day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm talking about in a matter of like 2 hours of just dropping products off. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking about that, and at the time I was still working my job, and I was like, you know, I just wasn't feeling it no more, because I just felt like my heart was really into Sun Goddess Sense. My heart was there. It wasn't really, I really wasn't caring about the job no more, but I was still going, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the extra money helps, you know, to be able to, you know, work a job, but I couldn't give my company 100%. I would have to turn down events and stuff like that because I couldn't go working, you know. Some events happen through the week. You know, I could set up a table somewhere on a Tuesday and be there all day, and, you know, and it would benefit me a lot, but I couldn't. My job was stopping me from doing that. So what my job did for me in August was they actually did me a favor. I had been on my job. I worked for Aaron's, the furniture rental company. I was a accounting specialist for the marketing department. And they laid me off, and they gave me a severance, which allowed me to invest more into my business. And, you know, so from that point right there, it was like, and I wasn't even mad about being laid off. I was kind of happy about it. They did me a favor, you know. And I like what I'm doing. I like that I can make my own schedule. I love making people happy when they wear my products and say they like how they smell, they like how it makes their body feel, and the incense, the aromas of the incense and everything, you know. So I love that. I love that about being an entrepreneur. I make people happy. You know what I'm saying?
So providing tangibles and intangibles, the same thing you were doing for the business that we are employed with, but they never told us, you know. So you're providing the same service, but to your benefit, not to your detriment. You know, the
absolutely
long painstaking hours, you know, sometimes 13, 14 hours a day, if you add up everything precisely, you know,
Mm-hmm. We said we at work for our children and our children's children, and we get home and we telling everybody, shut up and be quiet. I need to lay down. I got to get back and do it again. So they're not benefiting from you psychologically, emotionally, or spiritually. You're actually, you know, interrupting their peace and natural flow, because you got to get back up and do it all over again. You blink and you're like, it can't be. it can't be time to go again. Who that alarm talking to? You see what I'm saying? What you described a certain level of discipline, you know, that's regarded. You know, when people think of being in business for myself, I don't have to work for nobody. You have to work 1,000 times harder for yourself than you ever did for anybody else. You see what I'm saying? And keeping that focus, right? And in mind, and you were doing this 2 years before your ancestral intervention and exit plan. You see what I'm saying?
I like the way you put that.
You said, okay, 2 years.
I like the way you put that.
Right. Because I hear very, very, very evil connotations associated with the world of work. You know, this is your current liberation plan. This is what you're doing. You know, so do you have an exit strategy? If you don't, okay, we need to start thinking about, you know, how far in advance that you plan to exit. You got into something. Now, okay, how are you going to systematically get yourself out of it? So with that, you have a mind frame and say, okay, I'm going to be here for 2 years. And in this 2 years, I'm out of here. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to discipline myself and my spending habits and all of the things necessary to prepare myself for my exit strategy. And simultaneously, I'm going to be working on my vision, my dream, my plan, my goal, or on the other end at the same time. If I can devote 2 hours a day, it's a regimented 2 hours a day. This is it. I have to stay true to this 2 hours. You were doing something amazing. You were working full time, and you was up all night making products and services to meet customer demands and exceed customer expectations. And then you go punch the clock and do it, you know, for shillings, like you said. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
This is
the
remarkable, multifaceted ability to multitask that we don't even think about. You know, because we don't really place value in it in the way that it needs to be, because it's just that's just what I do. You know, it's anywhere. We ain't no big deal, but it is. So someone has to illustrate that point to you, so for you to get it, for you to have that understanding and say, okay, this is something great. I am providing a service. You see what I'm saying? So I'm contributing to the overall health and welfare of our people, you know. So whatever anybody does, those skills, those talents, those great things that the Creator and our ancestors have blessed us with, you know, we should bring those skills to market. That's what they say in entrepreneurial world. Bring those skills to market, because you know 90% is you and 10% is your product. So when people are, you know, buying into your vision, your dream, you said they're buying into you. And the product is a byproduct of you. So you're really, you know, marketing yourself, and people find value in you and they invest in you, and this is what it is. You know, so this is that process that you illustrated in regards to establishing yourself and building solid relationships with people. This is, you know, the key to long-term sustainability. You know, crooks, They can steal for a while. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But they're not gonna be around for a long time being, you know, no crook, unless you have a crook system that protects you. So that long term sustainability of this crooking, you know, they have a crooking system that allows them to continue to crook.
To continue to be a crook, right.
Right. So, you know, likewise, those visionaries and those amongst us who are, you know, serious about nation building, they are crafting and honing those skills for their contribution to the nation. This is your contribution. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So linking up and networking with like-minded folk who in word and in deed, it's good to say something. But where's the evidence? You see what I'm saying? So in word and in deed, in regards to that, and we network together, you know. I don't have all of the shea butter on the planet, you know. So I can refer, I don't have it. Go see my sister Shelly. She got that work, you know. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And return
absolutely
back to that referral network that made us righteous, that made us great. You see what I'm saying? So
absolutely,
it's not like we're not looking at like Shelly trying to get all of the shea butter money, and she's going to put me out of business. No. No, we refer.
Mm-hmm.
If folks do the same
absolutely
thing that we do, we refer and say, hey, you know, oh, see Brother Knowledge, you know, he got socks. You need socks? I don't have socks. I'm not going to be like, hey, people keep asking me for socks. This was the decline. When people said, you know, people keep on asking me for socks, I'm going to make socks too. Like, no, you don't have time to make socks. We need you doing what you do well and optimal. You see what I'm saying? So you're like, hey, my brother got the socks. He got the sock hats. He got sock jackets. He got sock book bags. Go see my brother who got the socks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's what we
go
do. Well,
right,
that's nation building. Exactly. Well, we are referring other people, and we are supporting each other. We're keeping it in the community, and we're continuing to support each other within the community. That's nation building. You know, and we need to understand that. And you know what? And this is how I got started. Okay, with the butter. What made me take an interest into the butter? I was dating a brother that used to go to this lady and buy the shea butter. I'm doing the same thing that she does. Okay, he was going to the lady and he was buying me stuff from her. And then after I stopped seeing the brother or whatever, I continued to support her and continue to patronize her. But she's all the way on the other side of town. And it smelled so good every time I wore it that people wanted to know what I was wearing and how they could get it. So what I did was, because at the time I had no idea of how to make natural products on my own, okay? So what I did was I would buy butter from her and mark it up. And they would tell me, oh, give me a Dolce & Gabbana, give me a Chanel, give me a lemongrass, or whatever. And I would buy the stuff, and I would spend like $100, $200 at a time with her, you know, but she was all the way on the other side of town. But I would do it because people kept asking me for it. So I was like, okay, let me see if I can make a profit off of this. I'm using my gas to go get them a butter. So let me mark everything up a few dollars or whatever. So it got to where it just wasn't beneficial for me anymore. So I just started doing my research to find out how to make it, because she wasn't getting ready to tell me. She thought I was going to steal her customers or something. Mind you, she's all the way on the other side of town. I cannot steal her customers if I wanted to. So this sister, and see, and that's another thing that holds us back as Black people. We try to keep information and harbor it instead of helping each other grow from it. You know what I'm saying? I know people on this side, on your side of town. I could just send them to you instead of me making a butter for them. I could be like, look, go to her because she's right down the street from you. But she got mad at me because I took it upon myself to learn how to make it, because I really wasn't making that much of a profit. And people kept asking me for the butter, and I didn't want to keep saying, no, I don't want to go get that butter for you no more. I was interested in learning how to do it myself, but I had no idea that it was going to get as big as it did. People were really going to like it as much as they did. So I started making it, and mind you, my recipe is different from hers. I'm sure I don't use the same thing she used. I'm sure she do something different with the way she makes hers. But she all the way on the other side of town. So I got my little clientele over here, and she literally stopped talking to me because I learned how to do it myself. And we have to stop that. There's no way in the world I can steal your customers. You are 30 miles away from me.
Right.
One way, 30 miles. She's 30 miles, 25 or 30 miles away from me in one way. So that meant I was taking out that much of my day to go see her and buy products from her, when all I needed to do was learn how to make it myself and just start my own business. I had no idea. I thought it was just going to be like a little side thing I was doing to sell people butter. But then it got bigger, and then people started asking, oh, do you make hair products? Oh, do you make sugar scrub? So I started learning how to make all of that stuff too, so that I could be your one-stop natural shop, your incense, your burning oils. I make my own burning oils too. You know what I'm saying? So I was that really hurt my feelings that she was not willing to help me grow to that level. She wanted me to just keep spending $200 at a time with her and wasting all my dog, using up all my doggone gas. She didn't even want to help me figure out how to make it. She wouldn't share her vendors with me. She wouldn't do none of that. And I just thought that was horrible. And now that I know what I'm doing and I have it down to a science, I am going to start doing tutorials. You know what I'm saying? So other people can learn how to do it. You know, I can't make all the money. Granted, some people may take that information and do what they need to do with it, but the ones that don't, you know, don't feel comfortable doing it, they'll still continue to purchase from me. But I'm willing to teach other people to do what I'm doing so that they can be great at it too. You know what I'm saying? And that sister didn't want me to learn how to do it, and I just thought that was terrible.
Well, your ancestors worked in what they call it, mysterious ways.
They do.
So, you know, maybe that was a time for you to build a solid foundation, and along with building a solid foundation, you know, you have to see exactly where you are and what you want to do. You know, so the thing was, you didn't allow that to stagnate you. That situation, that situation brought out an aspect of you. It's like, oh, okay, I can stretch a little bit. I can go a little further in this creativity. I thought this was a ceiling. You know, and this was a stopover. I thought this was a stumbling block, and this was an elevator. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the sister not doing what she did, if she would have did what she did, you would have been locked into a way of trying to, you know, only doing what she did. So it's like a duplication. You see what I'm saying? It's a duplication of what she did. But now you have this innovative type of set ability to be able to do this on a multitude of levels, and look what it yielded. So, you know, every lesson is a blessing, you know, depending on how
and
you
I
look
thank
at
her,
it.
You know, I thank her because she inspired me, you know,
right,
to want to do it. I thought it was the best thing once I started using it. I thought it was the best thing since sliced bread, okay? That butter is so good for your skin. Not only is it, you know, it's nurturing to your skin, it has a nice, pleasant fragrance to it, you know, and you can make your own fragrances. You can put your own fragrances. Like, I have a bunch of signature fragrances that, like, my clients are like, can you make me a fragrance just for me? Then if I order a butter and it's just, you know what butter I want because you mix these fragrances for me. And they might tell me, look, I want you to put this, this, and this together and just put it in a butter for me. And then that's their fragrance. So if they call and place the order with me, I know what they want. You know what I'm saying? And I just love how universal I could be with it and how many different things I can do with it. And I was the sister that had 20 bottles of designer cologne on her dresser. I don't have any cologne, any perfume on my dresser right now. Everything is all natural shea butter and body oils that I make personally. You know, and when I'm out sometimes in the community, I'll support other people that do it and buy their stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just to support, you know, especially if I know that it's all natural. But I don't wear any perfumes or any, you know, anything like that. I don't buy Victoria's Secret stuff. I don't go to Macy's. I don't go to Marshall's. I used to buy all my perfumes at Marshall's. Every week I bought me a new bottle of perfume. I don't do that anymore because I found a more natural way. And what we don't realize is perfume and cologne is 25% fragrance and 75% alcohol and perfume, alcohol, and chemicals. Okay? So we're not even getting what we're supposed to get out of it when we go spend $150 on a bottle of cologne or a bottle of perfume. You're not even getting what you're supposed to get out of it. But with oils is 75% fragrance and 25% oil. So it's like, you know, and it's no alcohol in it. So not only is it good for your skin, but the fragrance is going to stay with you all day outside, you know, in regards to the, you know, as instead of using perfume. With perfume, you spray it, you got to spray that stuff all day because it don't, you know what I'm saying? In 20 minutes, you don't smell it no more. So it's like, you know, you're really benefiting from using the oil because it works with your body chemistry and it stays with you all day.
All right. Tell them the truth. Tell them facts over there. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I got to, you know, break that down to a science.
You ain't testing nothing in no lab on no animals and all kind of bull.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
This stuff is all natural and it's good.
We do have a caller calling in the queue, so we're going to take the caller. Family, if you have any questions or comments, not for me because I ain't answering no questions. You know, this is Queen Shelly on the set show today. I'm just here. I'm just the janitor. You understand what I'm
saying?
Okay,
that's
so you got a question. Yeah, question or comment for Queen Shelly on the set. Phone number calling 929-477-1755. That's 1. This question or comment will go to every code 217-247-848 is in the building.
Afternoon.
Hey, Queen.
Can y'all hear me?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, we hear you. We hear you.
Good. I'm feeling blessed just marinating in this conversation. So I'm feeling blessed and inspired.
Please, Queen. I'm so glad I could inspire you today. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. I want us to all be inspired and to just walk in our purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely captured my attention. I was listening to you, and when you said black seed oil, I'm like, uh-oh, hold on. That's some that's some good stuff. Then you talked about the raw African shea butter. I'm like, okay, I think I need to call in. Because,
cool.
You definitely, that's what you're talking is good stuff. So I just want to tell you that I'm motivated. I'm inspired. Knowledge,
okay,
you say
queen.
The one-stop shop. Is that what you said?
The
one-stop
shop.
Method
shop. I'm going to take care of your mind, body, and your spirit.
That's right.
I like that. That reminds me of my childhood. We had a store in Chicago on the south side. My grandmother would send us to the store with $5, and the grocery store was called One Stop. And we would come back home with 2 bags of food, $5.
Wow.
We went to One Stop because everything you wanted, which wasn't healthy for us back then, it was just that one stop. So I was laughing to myself when you said that, like, okay, so that means she got a lot of good stuff in one spot. So, yeah, I'm inspired. I definitely want to support you and, you know, get some of your products. But definitely you inspired me. I'm a black woman, so I'm inspired.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad that, you know, that you took an interest in my story. And here, take my number. You can text me, and we can, you know, we can text back and forth, or you can call me. But if you need any products or anything like that, you know, I do just about all natural body products. You know, the shea butter, body butter, and everything is made from all natural ingredients. So it will be it'll nurture your skin, and it'll give your skin a glow because the shea butter, you know, shea butter gives you a glow when you wear it.
Absolutely.
Gives you a really nice glow.
Yeah, I'm running. Yes, that's perfect.
Go ahead,
I'm running out of my shea butter, so I'm definitely going to have to be in contact with you real soon.
Okay, well, my number is 404.
All right.
434.
Uh-huh.
7963.
And what's your area code?
404.
That's what I thought you said. Okay. Yeah, because I'm in Illinois. So, yeah, my name is Frida.
Okay, Frida. Nice
and
to
I'm
meet
definitely
you.
Gonna be, yes, nice to meet you. Like I said, I'm definitely going to be in contact with you. It's very inspirational to hear what you're doing. And I always say our healing is in our diet. And I think it's
absolutely
what we're putting on our skin as well as what we deposited in our spirit. So, I'm definitely going to be one of your customers, and I appreciate everything you're doing. Absolutely.
And when you
good
text me, I'll send you my IG and my IG and my Facebook like page. When you text me, I'll send all of that information to you.
Absolutely. Okay. I'll text you in about an hour. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Knowledge. Thank you for the
welcome,
platform.
Queen. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Frida. Calling in.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Frida. Have a good day, Queen.
Thank you. You too, Queen Shelly. Thank you.
That was sweet. Sweet lady.
Yeah, Queen Frida in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Queen Freedom.
Sisters supporting sisters out here. You understand?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We do got
That's
one more call to take this one more call, and we're going to wrap it up. I'm thankful for your time, your energy, your attention and stuff, and your candor and your jewelry. You drop some serious jewelry up in here today. Let's go to Eric Cole.
My pleasure. My pleasure, brother, if it's going to help somebody else, you know?
All right. Area code 314-381.
Yeah, good conversation you having.
Yeah, peace,
all
brother.
Right.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to ask you. So when you buy your, when you acquire your shea butter by the shipping container at a time, how do you handle that? I'm sure you go into West Africa to get it in shipping containers.
I have a local vendor. I have a local vendor that does.
Oh, you're losing money. You're losing money. How about your perfumes? Do you go to Egypt to get that?
No, I do not.
I live here.
No, I have really good connections with people that are from Africa and from Bangladesh. So I get all of my stuff is uncut and it's raw. You know,
I feel like I get a pretty good deal
on what I'm getting.
Yeah. What I was trying to say is that if you have your own means of going to these places and getting those materials yourself, especially like the oils going there to Cairo, and it can be done. That's what Revlon and the other companies do. And you have your mixing equipment that you purchase, where you don't have to be mixing that stuff in food blenders and stuff like that. And then you could increase your output.
Yeah, I don't use any of that stuff. All of my stuff is hand whipped. I don't use like blenders and stuff like that. All of my stuff is hand whipped.
All right. Well, you don't want to get big time, but that's okay. Anyway, I'll continue to listen.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, it works good. It works fine for me the way that I'm doing it now. You know, once it elevates more, then I just take it to the next level. I'm just, you know, right now I'm comfortable with the way things are going, you know. When it's time for me to move to that next level, I will.
Anyway. All right. We appreciate the brother calling in and putting in his insight. We're going to wrap it up. Any final thoughts, any acknowledgments, anything you want to shout out, anything you want to plug, your social media links, and also how people can get a hold of you and get your products and services, and also how they can support you in your future endeavor.
Okay, my IG is goddess_Amenset. My Facebook is Sun Goddess Sense. That's the like page on Facebook. And then my personal page is Shelly Amenset Harris. You can reach me at 404-434-7963. And you can find me at Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, like maybe 3 days a week. I have my products in there. I have a table set up. And I also have my products in a Big Mouth Ben's convenience store over on Auburn Avenue in Atlanta, right down the street from the King Memorial Center. So you can stop in there and pick up a jar of Sun Goddess's products as well.
Shout outs, acknowledgments, you know. I know you king listening. Hey, boo, shout out. You know, I love you. You my back. You know how folks be doing when they be all famous. You know, say, hey, shout out to my boo. You know.
Yeah, shout out to Kim Wardle Moore, my king. He's been a big inspiration in my life, and he's helped me with a lot of things business wise, and I just really appreciate him and all that he does. Shout out to my three children and my granddaughter. Zaria Cole is my granddaughter, and then Brianna, Marcus, and Markel, my children, my best friend Tracy, my family members back in Detroit, my people in Pontiac. I love y'all. Thanks for the support, and all of my clients. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate y'all, and I appreciate you too, Brother Knowledge, for giving me this platform. Thank you.
This is what we do here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tuesday, every Thursday, well, almost, you know, every time we on, you know, this platform was designed to be the voice of the voiceless and to give a platform to amazing brothers, sisters out there doing amazing things, you know, despite this virtual, viral, improper propaganda campaign. There are amazing brothers and sisters, you know, African people out here, whether products that exist for or on the continent, they're amazing things. So we're giving them a platform and a voice and a place to be heard, you know, with love and celebration. So, you know, we done had, you know, Queen Shelly on the set day to day. You know, we celebrating our sister's day. You understand what I'm saying? Dr. Sabi was born today, you know, so shout out to Dr. Sabi.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
And my oldest son turned 21, you know what I'm saying? Now, some gray hairs look a little different, you know, today. So, hey.
Happy birthday.
It's a day,
happy
birthday. Today is celebration, you know, to those beloved, you know what I mean? And ain't nothing like mama love or grandmama love. So, we brought mama and grandmama up in here today, you see what I'm saying, to show us what healing and love and transformation really looks like, you know, and if you teach your own, you teach your nation. So, you know, this is, you know, the foundation of our nation and the perpetuation of its future. So we honor you and support you. And, you know, I'll be out there in the A one of these days, out there in the A, you know, I think that Black History Month program or something. It'll be some reason I'll be out there in Atlanta for nothing, you know.
right.
Go out there,
you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of culture,
you know. Shout out to my brother King Simon. King Simon called that place Wadada Forever. We are in Wadada, Wadada Forever. I was like, all right. It's where we go.
I'm telling you, it's
good.
I mean, they have really
going.
Good.
Yeah.
That their food is delicious, and everything is, you know, everything is vegan. Everything is plant based, so it's really good for you as well.
That's
you know,
beautiful
it's a lot
place.
Of love there, and
yeah,
it's the
definitely.
Energy. And the feedback that I get from what I'm doing there is just phenomenal. I appreciate everyone in it, that comes in there and support me. And for the owner and Elijah for giving me the platform to be there, you know, and to let people see what I'm doing and purchase my products.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, hardworking sister.
They
every time you see her, it's like, pew, 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 pew. She moving around. She moving around.
Oh, yeah. Now you see her, now you don't. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
She be making some serious moves. You know what I'm saying? And she is a phenomenal woman. The things that she's
right.
doing. She's the first Black woman to own a juice bar, own a plant-based juice bar. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
she's doing some really big things and inspiring a lot of people to just walk in her path.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm definitely get back down there and see what's going on. I know my brother who's got the dashiki colors, he be out there. The brother Jet's son, he be out there doing a lot of vending. You know, I met those brothers down there. I met some amazing people with some amazing products. I daggone went broke almost out there trying to support everybody. You know, you gotta get something from everybody, but you know, it's cool.
Right.
Yes.
It's
so
a lot
it's
of
a
authenticity out here. Just everything
right.
authentic. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we want. We need to be doing patronizing authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Right.
You should, you know, everybody got their own originality, and I love that about, you know, being around my brothers and sisters, how they, you know, just so creative and you know, with the jewelry, with the clothing, with everything, you know?
Right. So, yeah, we're going to get us out of here. Thank you again for your time.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Knowledge. I appreciate you.
All right. You enjoy
okay.
the rest of your day. You know,
okay, you too.
You and,
thank you.
And your king and that divine dynasty that y'all got, that royal family. I keep on pushing. Don't
okay.
y'all got something coming up before you go? Like, don't you have a radio show or series that you got
oh,
going
yeah,
on?
Oh, yeah, let me Action Not Talk Radio is every second and fourth Saturday where we speak to, you know, small business owners, people in the community, people, poets, artists, people, just black people doing big things. And then we have the conversations with Ken Wardo and Shelly Amonsette Pod Show that we were doing it twice a month, but going forward, we're going to be doing it once a month until further notice. We are restructuring the way that we do the show. So the next show is going to be on the 14th. It was every Sunday. Now it's going to be on Saturday. So we'll announce it, you know, closer to the date. But, yeah, we do the podcast show and the radio show. And we are all about nation building and all about letting the community know what we have to offer out here that you may not know about, you know. So that's what we do. We love our people, and we want to build and empower our people, build them up, empower them, you know, inspire them, motivate them. So Action Not Talk Radio and Conversations with Ken Wardo and Shelly Amonsette are the two shows that we do. And also this weekend at Wadada, we are doing the Sankofa pop-up shop on Friday and Saturday. It will be a lot of authenticity in the building. Several vendors doing a bunch of different things. So if you're not too busy at the mall and you're not too busy at Walmart and Target, people, come out and support your black-owned businesses, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, make it a real Black Friday.
Yeah, a real Black Friday where black people support black people. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Word up.
Yeah, that's right. Word up. Exactly. Word up.
You know? Well, thank you so much, Knowledge. I appreciate you talking to me today, and I'm glad that I inspired Miss Frieda to call in and ask about the products and all of that. And this was dope. Thank you.
Definitely. All right, well, peace.
Okay. Peace, brother.
I got the power I share. Hell, all the doom are red. Love change like a guy. To my fans, more than bread. Traffic and African rituals. I know it's far from typical. I know they calling it mythical. I just be calling it mystical. Whoa. Black magic with white fabric, they petrified. I see through the ancestors' eyes. You can't see it cause you recognize. My chain hang for Ogun. That bling's lit, I'm in tune. That high giant is in the air, boy. That smoke fills up that room. I'm consumed. I laugh at y'all. Grant my people with good health. Don't talk about it, but I live it, boy. You grant my folks with plenty wealth. I walk the path of Eshu. Then I recite no doom. Two mouths up and two mouths down. Got balance made in my fuel. Oh yeah, bring your winds to change. Power down, I share. Aaron Miller, give me purpose. Power down, I share. Throw my OB to my head. Power down, I share. Read my Odu, eat by daily. Power down, I share. Egun got me, Ori got me, Olavrun got me, Saoru got me, Ebo got me, Ajuban got me, Babawa got me, Iyawa got me. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi, yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi, yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi, yo. Ile Mokio, Ile Mokio, Ile Mokio, aki, yeah. I am the sun in the morning. Still, I feel like a shoe. Always prayer in the morning. Hands up all around. pot for it, goon goon. See my grits in the room room. Throw the shells to the plate. Menchi and Della goon goon. Five chains on my neck. The elite gaze they reflect. Y'all speak, oh yeah, cool. Translation as death. Sprinkle a little IJ. I'll have room for my knee ray. Akina Moran, I'm blowing my hand. I'm pitching the sand. Whoa! Please the OB, stand with my Elay Zoki. Warrior type, I'm like a trophy. Shango power, come approach me. That's thunder, for the spirit I conjure. Wake him up from that slumber, right? You just call my number. Oh yeah, bring your winds to change. Power down, I share. Arun Miller, give me purpose. Power down, I share. Throw my OB to my head. Power down, I share. Read my old duty by daily. Power down, I share. Egun got me, Ori got me, Olarun got me, Saoru got me, Ebo got me, Ajuban got me, Babawa got me, Iyawa got me. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. Ile Mokio, Ile Mokio, Ile Mokio, Aki, yeah.